204 ATN Mobile. HKX and 4ZLK. Good morning, Patrick.
Shane, how are you?
I'm up too early this morning. My wife's alarm didn't go off, and I woke up probably about 45 minutes after she was supposed to get up, and I realized she wasn't awake, so kind of woke me up too. How are you this morning?
Been good. Like you say, up early for a Tuesday morning, so this is my normal time, but it's been early the last 2 weeks, it feels like.
It is early, but you get to bed late too, so that 5 o'clock comes early in the morning. I'm not sure what time you get up, but it comes quickly, doesn't it?
For sure, it does come quickly. I don't know if it's just the heat or what, but I don't know, just been dragging the last 2 weeks, getting out of bed, which is not unusual.
It's a good weekend. Hope everything went well. Did you go to Waynesville?
Went over to the Waynesville Ham Fest, found me a desk mic and some a handbook on antennas from the ARRL. So had a good time just walking around, met a few people that I met, Bob and Rusty. So got to put faces with him, which I'd met Bob before, but I've never met Rusty. So had a good time.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Well, good. I'll turn it to Ken and then tell me what desk mic you got or what radio you're going to put it on. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Annette, you guys carry on. I'm just along for the ride.
I bought a MC-100 or 101, I believe it is. It's just a desk mic for my 991A instead of having to use the hand mic all the time. Thought I'd see how I liked it. I got it $50, and they're selling for almost $200 on eBay, so I thought it was a pretty good deal.
A good deal. I don't have a desk mic yet. I go back and forth. Do I want a desk mic, or do I want a headphone with a microphone? And I don't know. I've still got the two radios I use in here. I've still got the old hand mics on them. Maybe one day I'll splurge and get something like that.
Really looking for it. It just kind of presented itself. So I never really thought much about a desk mic. I seen that one, and I'll give it a try and see how I like it. See if I like it any better than having to use a hand mic all the time.
Option to hook a foot switch or a finger switch to it, or do you have to push a button on the mic itself?
Button on the mic, and then it has a button on the base, and it looks like you can add the foot switch. I'm not 100% sure on that.
You'll have one of those big booms off hanging off the side of your desk, and you'll have a spit screen or a windscreen, and have all kinds of stuff.
I don't know about all that, but like I said, I wasn't looking for this. It just presented itself, and I decided, well, I'll give it a try. So we'll see how I like it first.
And we got to watch Ada, the youngest grandbaby, for a little while on Saturday. She's really changing. She's starting to crawl now. She's interacting a lot more. It's just a lot of fun. So she was a little clingy to her mom for the first several months, which is understandable. I don't blame her at all, but she's really opening up and just enjoying being with other people now. It was a lot of fun.
That age there, she's not even a year old yet, is she? They're a hoot to be around.
Winter, she'll be 2 November 1st. She started now. She'll run up. She'll grin real big, come running up, and throw her arms out and give you big hugs. So that just started for me a few weeks ago when I'd see her. She did that for the first time. About brought me to tears.
Grandpa wrapped around her little finger, is she?
Not one bit. N4ZLK.
Hey, you better watch out. They start getting expensive for grandmas and grandpas.
You've been spending too much money on them since the day they were born.
Yeah, mine too. I've got 11 of them.
We're working on number three. The Winter's parents, my oldest son, they're due in January. So that'll be number three. I keep hoping for a boy, but we'll see. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
I have any yet, and I'm not in a hurry to get any where my son's at in his life, but take his time there. But I am looking forward to it. I think I'll enjoy having grandkids. So one day, we'll get there.
Girls and four boys.
You had something to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. A couple of them are step. My son has three daughters, and he married a lady that had two sons. Especially, if you want to say it, along my bloodline, there's only three granddaughters.
I guess so. That's good. That's a mess of them. Do they all ever get together at one time, Ken?
They're all scattered. Well, six of them live down in Anderson, but one lives at the beach with her other grandpa, because my middle stepson had married a Canadian girl before he passed, and so she went to live with her grandpa down in Murrells Inlet, and she's got her American citizenship, and the older one, she's 15, she didn't like the rules and restrictions, so she went up to back to Toronto, and I guess she's roaming the streets up there.
About that. Are you ever in contact with her?
Canada. She just, usually when she tries to contact you, she's needing something or whatever, but her mom is lower than the low life and that, so it's just a bad situation up there, but we've been up there a couple of times when they lived up there, but man, I don't like that area.
Well, have any knowledge about what's going on up there other than what I hear on the news, or haven't been up to Canada maybe one time when I was a kid, I think, but go ahead, Patrick.
Maybe twice in my lifetime, and I'm not, with what I hear going on in the news, I really don't want to go back, so we'll leave it at that. But I am going to have to jump over to the other repeater here shortly.
Have it. I need to go fix another cup, and we'll do a little more code practice, and I can't reach that repeater very well. I can hear it, and occasionally I can get into it with high power, but Patrick, I'll talk to you later. Ken, you too, you both have a good day. Good to hear you on this morning, and be careful. I'll be headed to work after a while. N4ZLK.
KW73, Shane, and I'll meet you over there on the other one, Patrick.